sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
.511 now, hour number two of Pensacola right now with News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you along for the ride. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Weather looks pretty good tonight, and the weekend forecast, including tomorrow, looks spectacular with nothing but sunshine. And temperatures not quite reaching at 90, will be around 87 over the next 3 days, so nice weekend in store. Maybe heading out to the beach, or maybe is there a big concert happening, Gracie? Are you aware of anything going on? Or?
No, not that I know of, but okay. I'm sure there is. But
yeah, well, lots of football to watch, lots of soccer to watch, of course. Know that you're geared up for another weekend of that. So you can always look forward to that during the fall months. 512 here at News Radio 92.3. A lot to get to here over the course of the next hour. And we start with our top three stories. Text line always open, by the way, 850-437-1620. And we start in Washington today, where the Biden administration rolled out a new package of military aid for Ukraine.
The president is constantly speaking both to his own military and to his counterparts in Europe and to the Ukrainians themselves about what is needed on the battlefield at any given phase of the war, and then what the United States can provide.
And that is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says it'll include significant air defense capabilities. Ukraine is currently carrying out a counteroffensive to try to recapture territory.
Also, pretty scary, or a very scary incident that happened for a high school marching band in New York. Police confirm one person has died and over 40 were hurt after a charter bus carrying a high school marching band crashed in New York. Five of those injured are juveniles, and they are in critical condition.
Yeah, so I went to the bathroom, and like my friend came up to me, and they were telling me what happened, and like they showed me one of my friends, like her face was all bloody, and I started crying and stuff. Very emotional time.
So the bus was carrying the Farmingdale High School marching band, and it rolled down the highway about 70 miles north of New York City.
Yeah, and finally here locally, D.R. Horton saying that they're pulling out of negotiations over the OLF-8 property in Beulah. County Attorney Allison Rogers received an email or letter, rather, from the attorney representing D.R. Horton, and County Administrator Wes Marino talked with our Andrew McKay about it this morning.
We'll just see how it goes. You know, we're always optimistic. I mean, it's a great piece of property. We got a lot of potential out there. And so we're looking. We get a phone call every now and then, but nothing's really been serious. No letters of interest or anything like that.
Yeah, and Marino says Horton's decision was expected, as they had gone silent after the last communication several weeks ago. He says other developers the county has talked with have expressed similar concerns about the master plan and expected timeline of the development. Those are our top three stories today. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, we do have some slowdowns throughout our area. That is going to be on Highway 98. If you're leaving Mary Esther heading towards Windhaven Beach, expect those typical afternoon traffic there. Also, we still have some delays on Pine Forest. That's going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10. In both directions, expect those typical afternoon traffic to be a little bit heavier than usual. Our slowdowns on I-10 and I-110 have completely cleared up. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, as we mentioned opening up the show, it's going to be an awesome rest of the week and into the weekend. Right now, we do have some areas that are seeing some rain, heavier rain just south of I-10 in Baldwin County. So expect some rain just north of Foley in Alberta. But other than that, we're looking pretty good, and just some showers throughout the rest, scattered showers throughout the rest of the evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather, which is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. As we continue on here with our local headlines, if you missed it here about 5:30 or so. We didn't get to it at the top of the hour, but Avalon Middle School announcing to parents via an automated phone call that a weapon was discovered on campus today. This after administrators received word that a student possibly had a weapon on the premises. They investigated and then did ultimately come up with a weapon today. No further information released on that one, as I'm sure school resource officers and the sheriff's office are continuing to look into that this afternoon. Also in Foley, a man accused of calling 911, threatening to cause a shooting. That's 22-year-old Dylan Green, charged with a first-degree felony of terrorist threat. Investigators say yesterday, Green called 911 and told a dispatcher that he was armed and going to cause a shooting. Police responded to the Meadowbrook Apartments, found no threat there. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail earlier today. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city remains on track to buy the Pensacola Motor Lodge later this year for the purpose of converting it to affordable housing. He says they recently received the latest environmental report that confirmed the property was free of asbestos.
We're still in due diligence at this point, but barring anything unforeseen with these final environmental tests, which again, we don't expect anything. That was the big one. We were worried about some of the materials used to build and, you know, old structures that we would proceed with the sale.
That from Mayor Reeves, the city offered to buy the property for $855,000 in June. Assuming all other environmental reports come back clean, they hope to wrap up the purchase by mid-November. As I was just talking, email coming in from Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office spokesperson confirming the investigation at Avalon Middle School. So a little bit more snippets here. Happened around 3:30. Deputies were notified a firearm might be on the school grounds. A .22 caliber handgun was located, confirming it is an active and ongoing investigation. Right now, no arrests have been made at this time. So that is the very latest up to the second information from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff today. Also, law enforcement will be helping out on the Baptist Hospital move. So if you're kind of along the route between East Street and Brent Lane's campuses, you're likely to see a heavy presence throughout the day. Both police and sheriff deputies will be escorting ambulances, as that's how all patients will be transported over. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
We've had our traffic unit in constant communication with the folks at Baptist. I know the Pensacola Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, they're both of our traffic units. We've actually practiced this. We've had tabletops on this, and it should go, you know, pretty much according to a plan.
And Simmons there says that he has about 12 deputies there that'll be working on special duty, and he expects a similar output from Pensacola Police again on Saturday as Baptist Hospital moves operations there. Finally, SEC tournament once again coming back to Pensacola at Ashton Brosnahan Park, the second year of that agreement. In last year's tournament, set SEC records for attendance, also generating a local economic impact of around $2.5 million. Tickets for the tournament go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That's at secticketoffice.com. All tournament passes, rather, $40. Individual sessions range from 7 for students and military to 12 for adults. All sessions there except for the championship game, where tickets for that game will be $12 and $17. There's also 2 days, the opening day, October 29th, as well as that Tuesday, the 31st, where kids 12 and under wearing a soccer jersey get in free with a paying adult. So pretty cool event there coming back to our neck of the woods. 5:20 now. We're taking a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky Spine Straw.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Joe and Gracie on a Thursday afternoon. Hope you are enjoying your week. One more day till we're at the weekend, and we're going to have some awesome weather this weekend. We'll get a full rundown from Alan Strum in just a bit. But first, a look at our roads, which are actually moving really, really great this afternoon. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. We do have some patchy traffic throughout 29, but nothing too bad. That's going to be just south of Burgess, as well as in between 10 and 9 Mile Road. You'll see a little bit of everyday afternoon traffic. Other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something slowing you down, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we'll hear from Alan Strum on WEAR.
After a few hit and miss showers over the last day or so, we've got dry weather that's going to be settling back into the area for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, the weekend looks absolutely beautiful. So sunny skies, all clear in the skies. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s, and overnight lows will be down between 65 and 70. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have some rain throughout our area right now, just a patch of rain throughout Baldwin County, so just north of Alberta in Foley, you'll see some rain. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. Again, if you see anything else on the roads, call the traffic line. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Boost Infinite. Hey, if you're thinking about getting the latest iPhone, you need to stop and check out the insane, amazing wireless offer from Boost Infinite. You can learn more about it. Just pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Boost Infinite. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, just a quick recap here. If you missed it in the last segment, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office within the last 5 minutes confirming that a weapon was found at Avalon Middle School today at around 3:30. Resource deputies were notified a gun might be on school grounds. They investigated and a .22 caliber handgun was located and confiscated. At this point, no arrests have been made as the investigation is active and ongoing. Parents were notified by an automated call that went out by the school principal today. So, again, that's happening this afternoon at Avalon Middle School in Santa Rosa County. 527 here, we'll get a quick look at our state headlines, starting with the Florida Supreme Court, who today rejected the appeal for the man who was set to be executed on October 3rd. Man who killed two women on the same day here in Northwest Florida. Justices rejected the argument that Michael Zack should be spared the death penalty because of fetal alcohol syndrome. Back in 1996, Zack killed a woman in Okaloosa County and then killed Ravon Smith on Pensacola Beach.
Also, police in Alachua County see a 10-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister stole their mother's car and drove 3 hours away before they were stopped. It happened at 3:50 this morning on I-75. Cops say that because the car was reported stolen, they initiated a high-risk traffic stop. They were stunned to see when the kids got out.
Glad the brother and sister are safe.
Yes.
And glad that anybody that they may have encountered on the roads are safe as well. 3 hours is a long time for a 10 and 11-year-old to be in a car driving by themselves. FDLE today says that two people who ran the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence are now in jail on charges of grand theft and fraud. Tiffany Carr and Patricia Duarte are accused of fraudulently awarding themselves PTO by using grant funds that were intended to help fund domestic violence shelters around the state. They're accused of scheming together to steal more than $3.7 million in inflated salaries and vacations.
The building where the deadly Parkland school shooting took place is going to come down next summer. The school district provided an update earlier today saying that Stoneman Douglas High School's 200 building is going to be demolished immediately after the current school year.
Yeah, also Attorney General Ashley Moody is trying to ban a dietary supplement that's blamed for 5 deaths nationwide. She filed an emergency rule to ban the product that is sold under several names, including Pegasus, Tiana, I believe that's how you say it. It's T-I-A-N-N-A-A, or Zaza Red. Officials say it can mimic the effects of opioids and is highly addictive as well.
Also, there's a new effort to help kids who are aging out of the foster care system. First Lady Casey DeSantis announced the launch of Hope Florida, a pathway to promise. It's designed to provide a long-term mentor for foster kids transitioning into adulthood. The mentor is going to offer guidance, motivation, and emotional support. And Casey DeSantis says that the mentors are going to provide a lifeline for questions and advice to relative living independently.
5:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up, and it's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. National headlines and a world around sports coming up next.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with President Biden in the White House today, praising the relationship between Ukraine and the United States.
Today I'm in Washington to strengthen our coalition to defend Ukrainian children, our families, our homes, freedom and democracy in the world.
But President Biden also speaking, telling President Zelensky the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery and they have inspired the world.
Together with our partners and allies, the American people are determined
to see to it that you do all we can to ensure the world stands with you, and that is our overwhelming objective right now.
All this as the Ukraine is asking the United States for billions more in aid. In the House of Representatives, Republicans are trying to come up with a deal to avert a government shutdown. The deadline is September 30th. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. YouTube today unveiled numerous artificial intelligence-powered tools to help creators produce videos and reach a wider audience on the platform as companies race to incorporate buzzy generative AI technology directly into their core products. At the annual Made on YouTube product event, CEO Neil Mohan said, "We want to make it easier for everyone to feel like they can create, and we believe generative AI will make that possible. The new tools will be introduced to select creators soon and rolled out more broadly next year." The Federal Aviation Administration today issued an alert warning that some General Electric model CF6 machines, engines actually, could have unapproved parts in them. The CF6 is used mainly to power cargo planes, including the vast majority of Boeing 767 freighters. Stocks today, well, they took a tumble. The Dow Jones Industrial skidded 370 points. The S&P 500 dropped 72. The NASDAQ Composite slid 245. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Travis Kelce is going public with his attempts to woo Taylor Swift. The Chiefs star is not the first athlete to try this approach. What happened to the tight ends of my youth? Guys who block like crazy and maybe caught two passes a game? Mark Bavaro never tried to date Madonna. The funny thing, he's so good, no one's worried about his on-field performance. So take your shot, Travis. You go to the Hall of Fame someday. It would be a lot more fun if you could go there with Taylor Swift as your date. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager, must be 21 plus and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only $10.
$5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, it is Joe and Gracie on a Thursday afternoon for Pensacola right now. Hope you are enjoying your afternoon and getting ready to finish off Friday and say hello to a beautiful weekend. So it's going to be absolutely beautiful this weekend. So I am excited. Hope you are too. We are going to get a real quick look at traffic and then we'll get our national headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Some patchy traffic on 29, but nothing out of the ordinary. That's going to be in between Johnson Avenue and East Olive Road as in the northbound direction, as well as Palafox leading up to Burgess. That intersection looking pretty busy. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some patchy rain throughout the rest of this afternoon into evening. Right now, just north of Foley, seeing some rain. Seminole, Beulah getting some rain right now, but other than that, looking pretty good. If you, again, see something, traffic lines, 850-262-6111. It is Gracie for your traffic and weather together.
All right, 537 now, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's happening around the country and world today. In Washington, for the second time this week, the House failing to move forward with the proposed defense spending bill. Here's Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
It's frustrating in the sense that I don't understand why anybody votes against bringing the idea and having the debate. And then you got all the amendments if you don't like the bill. This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. That doesn't work.
And McCarthy says the Democratic majority in the Senate has warned that a bill filled with conservative priorities will never make it to the president's desk. The deadline to avoid a government shutdown is September 30th.
An autopsy that revealed that the man who died after being punched at a New England Patriots game suffered a medical issue. The autopsy indicates that Dale Mooney did not die from a traumatic injury, and the cause of the death remains undetermined pending a further study. As of now, no charges have been filed.
The Senate today confirming three top military appointments. They voted to confirm General Randy George to be Chief of Staff of the Army and General Eric Smith as Commandant of the Marine Corps. General C.Q. Brown also confirmed to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Also, former President Trump says Republicans will lose elections next year if they don't support exceptions to the ban on abortion.
You have to remember, for decades, other Republican candidates raised money and gave speeches. They did everything, but they always failed for year after year.
He says it's very difficult to win elections without the exceptions. Trump has been criticized for calling the exceptions to abortion bans for rape, incest, and to protect the mother's health.
NOAA today releasing their August Global Climate Report. In addition to a record hot August, there have been 23 disasters so far this year, the most events during a calendar year.
This brings the year-to-date summary total to 18 severe storm events, 2 flooding events, 1 tropical cyclone, 1 winter storm, and 1 wildfire event.
And that is NOAA's Karen Gleason, who says the total cost of the disaster events exceeds $57.6 billion.
Authorities in Indianapolis say a homicide suspect has accidentally been released from a detention center and the hunt to find him is on. Kevin Manson says says, or Kevin Manson was mistakenly released due to a faulty records issue by staff. It's not known whether he's still in the county. He was arrested on three Minnesota warrants, including one that accused him of a 2021 shooting.
Now, looking at what's happening in the world of sports today, so about to get started at 6:05, the Braves in Washington to take on the Nationals. The Rays beat the Angels 5-4 earlier today. TV games, you'll get either the Orioles and Guardians or Mets-Phillies on Fox. First pitch at 6:15 our time. NFL Week 3 of the NFL season kicking off in the Bay Area as the San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football. 7:15 kickoff on Amazon Prime. Gracie, we won't do official prediction on this because I think we would both pick the 49ers. It seems like the natural course of action with a team that has not lost. I think now, I think it's been like 12 regular season games they've won in a row. Mm-hmm. The last time they lost was the NFC Championship to the Eagles, but they've been one of the best teams here over the last couple of years. The Giants, not looking so great through weeks 1 and 2, and they are without Saquon Barkley and their starting left tackle tonight. So I think the spread's around 10.5 points. So we both going 49ers tonight?
Yeah, that's the one, the team that Purdy plays for.
Yeah. We like Brock Purdy.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
I was going to say them anyway.
also, bad news today for the Cowboys. Star cornerback Trevon Diggs suffering a season-ending torn ACL during practice today. And the Panthers say rookie quarterback Bryce Young will likely not play against the Seahawks this Sunday due to an ankle injury. Andy Dalton expected to start on Sunday. Health business and science notes today. Ice cream company Bluebell now looking for a new leader as CEO Ricky Dixon says he's retiring. He took charge after the Listeria outbreak of 2015, what led to three people dying. He led the overhaul of the company's safety efforts.
Also, Americans have access to more free COVID-19 at-home tests. So the Department of Health and Human Services says that the government is relaunching a program to provide free tests. Households can order 4 tests from covidtests.gov. That's starting on September 25th.
The chair of Fox Corporation and Fox News stepping down. In a letter to Fox colleagues today, Rupert Murdoch announced he will become chairman emeritus for both companies effective in November. The 92-year-old also announcing his son Lachlan will take over.
And an interesting story coming from a North Carolina woman. A North Carolina woman is suing Google because her husband died after driving off a collapsed bridge following the directions using Google Maps. The lawsuit accuses the tech giants of negligence and argues that Philip Paxton was following the Google Map directions through an unfamiliar neighborhood last September. The suit claims that the Google Maps directed him to cross a bridge that had collapsed in 2013.
Yeah, you know, my initial response when hearing about this story was, okay, I mean, it's one thing to follow Google Maps, but, I mean, you have to, I mean, anybody who's driving, I mean, you can't just blindly follow the map, but the fact that this bridge collapsed back in 2013, I mean, that's 10 years ago, yeah. So I wonder if in this particular neighborhood where this bridge was at, were there necessary signages or just warnings that were up physically? Because, I mean, 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
You know, if this was a bridge that just collapsed like a week ago, I would imagine there would be all sorts of stuff all over the place, detours and things of that nature. But for 10 years, that's a long time. And I wonder if it kind of just looked like any normal road other than the fact that the bridge was gone. But that's an interesting question, and I'm sure – I mean, obviously, Google's attorneys are, you know, look into that to see, okay, well, what was the nature of the surrounding areas, not just what's on Google Maps, but
yeah.
That's a pretty interesting case there. 5:45, quick check of the roads and weather before we go to pop culture notes today.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We still have some everyday traffic on Pine Forest in between Nine Mile and I-10 and on Palafox. That's going to be North Palafox Street northbound in between Johnson Avenue and East Olive Road. It's really slow moving right now. We don't have an accident there reported by FHP, but if you do have any details, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 for weather. We're going to have an awesome week ahead, or rest of the week, I should say, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday is looking absolutely beautiful. Tonight, we still have some small chances of rain. Right now, we do have some scattered rains rainstorms throughout our area. Right now, throughout Alabama and Foley and Alberta, Seminole, Beulah, all getting some rain right now, but that is making its way towards the Gulf now. If you see anything else, traffic lines 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at pop culture notes today. So the Writers Guild of America strike is close to ending, apparently, and CNBC reports it could be done by the end of the day today, as yesterday writers and producers met for the first time in a while face-to-face. The strike has been ongoing now for over 100 days, leading production of TV shows and movies on hold.
Also, if you're hoping to play the Powerball, well, Saturday night's Powerball drawing is going to be up to $725 million. The cash option is going to be just over $345 million. And the next drawing is Saturday at 10 p.m. Central.
Also in Taylor Swift news today, so there's that Eras Tour movie that's coming out next month, I think. October 13th is the opening day there. So It's going to be a big deal. We all know that, but it's on track for about $75 to $100 million in the opening weekend. The concert film launches in theaters on October 13th. Gracie, I think you and I are planning on going to this.
Yes.
I was pleasantly surprised last week to see that more IMAX showings have been added to that opening weekend list, although vast majority are sold out, and at this point probably are all sold out. I haven't checked. It's been about a week, but I was just curious because I thought about it, and I looked and said, oh, okay, it's not just one or two IMAXs a day, because as you know, I am an IMAX snob. Yeah. So I'm excited, and I'm hopefully going to be able to see it maybe in the second weekend, although that is my anniversary weekend, so I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to my wife and see if I can't get out of dinner with her to go watch the Taylor Swift movie with you. So I'll let you know how that conversation goes.
Oh, goodness. Well, speaking of Taylor Swift and her relationship, or we don't really know exactly, but there's definitely some legs to the rumors that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are quietly hanging out. So both Travis and Jason speaking on it. So this is Travis's brother, Jason, speaking on it.
Tony kind of blindsided me with that question on Thursday night, and I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life, and I try to like keep his business
sure.
and stay out of that world, But having said that, man, I think he's doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes to Mountain Dew.
Good, good for them, Jason. Good for them, man. That's excellent.
So that's Jason speaking with WIP in Philly. Meanwhile, Travis talked to Pat McCraffy's show today.
Everyone thinks he's Ian Rappaport of my dating relationship. Boom. Please, everybody, stop asking my brother about.
We didn't ask. Want to let you know.
Nope.
We did not ask. We did not ask to put him in that situation.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate that.
You hate this? You hate that this is happening, though?
Yeah.
You hate that it's happening?
No, I mean, it's life, baby. It's life. I threw it out there. I threw the ball in her court. And, I told her, maybe I've seen you rock the stage in Arrowhead. You might have to come see me rock the stage in Arrowhead and see which one's a little more lit. So we'll see what happens in the near future.
Dog. Travis! Hey!
All right, man.
All right, man.
So the messenger reports that the pair has hung out twice and are seeming to that things are going well. And Taylor apparently finds him very charming so far.
I'm still waiting for the Sunday night game, the Chiefs on primetime, and they show the owner, the player's box, and Taylor Swift is right there. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Going to get a real quick break and come back with some wacky and weird stuff right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfan, Cap'n Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, almost wrapped up with hour number two. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line always open, 850-437-1620, as we turn our attention now to wacky and weird headlines today. And we start in Michigan, where a woman in the state of Michigan had to be rescued by police after climbing inside of an outhouse toilet trying to get her Apple Watch back. Apparently it was big enough that she was able to lower herself inside, but then she got stuck. She yelled out for help and somebody called police. First responders found her and they say, quote, she was in the muck. For better or for worse, she did manage to retrieve that disgusting Apple Watch.
I think I missed this earlier. So she didn't reach down and then fall in. She
physically
went into
the outhouse toilet.
Oh my goodness.
It was not just a reachy grabby with the hand. It was her Apple Watch is very important to her.
Oh, that is disgusting. That is so gross. Okay, well this if that didn't make you sick.
What would be the amount of money that somebody would have to pay you to be in that exact same scenario and do the exact same thing and then wear the watch again?
$2 million?
Yeah. Something maybe a little low there for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Something where I could just, you know, not ever have to go to work and just take showers for the rest of my life. Because that is just disgusting. Never go out in public again. Ugh. Okay. Well, if that didn't already make you sick, this story might. This amateur poker player lied about having terminal cancer to raise money, you know, not for a charity, but for the World Series of Poker tournament. He is now coming clean, sort of. So Rob Mercer raised $12,000, claimed that he had stage 4 colon cancer. And he said that he did make it up, but he's embarrassed by why he actually wanted to raise the money. He says that he has undiagnosed breast cancer. But here's the thing. He says he's not going to give the money back. He says that he does believe he is sick. It just hasn't been diagnosed that he's sick. And the donations were made because he thinks he's sick. People who donated were notified by GoFundMe, so they are going to be getting refunds. So GoFundMe, I guess, just eating that $12,000. He was eliminated from the tournament just after a few hours, and he is essentially banished from the poker community.
Yeah, he should be banished from every community in existence. Look, I don't want to see anybody get cancer. I hope he, number one, doesn't have cancer. Number two, if he does have cancer, I hope he makes a full recovery. Outside of that, screw him.
Yeah, no, he needs some help. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we finish off with some good news. We're looking good on the roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. And also looking good on 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. So really no slowdowns, but if you do see something slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line. That's E502626111. For weather, we do have some small areas with rain. So just north of Milton has a little bit of rain. Century getting a little bit of rain. Foley getting some rain. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. Beautiful Friday ahead of us and a beautiful weekend coming up as well. It is 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the Bay, Winter Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of plumbing and yeah. Apple Watch, has got a text in that now that girl has to call it a crapple watch.
I like it.
Love it.
Very, very good job out of you. Scientists in Japan say that AI can help to understand what different chicken clucks mean. Apparently, this isn't complete sentences like, hey, feed me, or hey,
don't make me chicken nuggets.
These conditions that I'm living in are putrid, but rather it has to do with like emotional state. So apparently AI can determine whether your chickens are hungry or fearful or excited. About 80% accurate, though. So a little work to be done on that, but AI... determining what your chickens are clucking and how they feel with those clucks. Pretty interesting one there.
Well, to finish off with some good news, a local one. Walton County man is $1 million richer after he won a year for Life Spectacular Games. So that's Douglas Brewer of Santa Rosa Beach. Opted in for the one-time lump sum for his lotto ticket that he got, and he's going to be getting $640,000. The tickets was purchased at a Publix off of Highway 98 West.
Speaking of good news, Gracie, I just saw the ad on ABC. Do you know what a week from now is?
No, what is it?
You know what we're going to be talking about at this very moment a week from now? Previewing the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Series or season premiere next Thursday night. So looking forward to that. In Georgia, four Georgia police officers and bystanders are being called heroes after rescuing a 19-year-old who was pinned underneath a car after an accident.
Please help us out. Please help us
out. Yep, yawn out. Yawn out. Go sit over there by the curb. Who's still in there?
He's in a passenger
seat. Go sit. Hey, man, stop moving. Stop moving. We're trying to get out of there. Can you breathe? You can't breathe. He can't breathe. You and me are going to lift this car up right now.
Yes.
Someone get in there and pull him out. When you lift it up. 1, 2, 3, push.
He's out.
Obviously how it sounded there, the driver sustained several injuries. At last check, though, was continuing to recover in a local hospital.
That's awesome. Also in good news to finish off this hour, a 7-year-old girl is celebrating her birthday in Arkansas. She found a 2.95 carat diamond while hiking at Crater of Diamonds State Park. It was located on the site of a extinct diamond volcano, and a Google search for a diamond of that size in white shows can cost anywhere from 12,000 to 50,000 polished set. So pretty cool there. Pretty awesome birthday for that 7-year-old girl.
I did not know about this place until I heard about this story. So the Crater of Diamonds is the only safe place in the world where the public can prospect for diamonds and they can keep what they find. So maybe a nice little trip for me there to try to get rich. Although it said like in its history, there's been like 85 carats that have been found. So it doesn't sound like a lot. So I think it sounds better in theory than it actually would in practice to go hunt for diamonds. But I don't know. Maybe that's cool there. But hey, congrats to the 7-year-old girl on having her college paid for.
Yeah.
Invest that 20 years from now. It's going to be sitting pretty.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Why neighbors want the county to block the plans.
WEAR News at 6 starts now.
Good evening. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office utilizing a new tool to combat drug activity at nuisance areas in the county. Now, this retired transport van, it's monitoring activity outside a particular house that the Sheriff's Office has responded to at least 70 times in just the last 2 months.
Well, we asked the sheriff about this new surveillance tool today and the other resources they're using to monitor high crime areas.